Excuse me, your recording just started.
Great. Thanks so much, Ashley. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Review of All Rights Protection Mechanisms, TMCH sub-team meeting on the 2nd of December, 1600 UTC. On the call today, we do have Kirk Crisp, Adrian Hezelal, Kathy Kleiman, Paul Tattersfield, Christine Dorain, and Phil Corwin. We have apologies from Susan Payne, and from staff, we have David Tate and myself, Michelle D. Snyder. As a reminder, please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and I'll turn the call back over to Kathy Kleiman.
Oh, actually, coming off mute, I think David traditionally chairs the meeting. So, David, let me turn it over to you.
Hi, Kathy. This is David T here. I'm just having some connectivity issues. Can you see the document on your screen yet?
No, it says upload in progress.
Okay, if you just give me one moment, sorry.
And would anybody like me to resend it an email? This is the version that came out from Mary. I'm going to find it. This is the version that came out at 3:12 a.m. Eastern time for Mary. If anybody wants me to forward it, I'd be happy to do that. Looks like it's coming up, David. Looks like it's up.
There you go. Yeah, that seems to be it now. Great.
Can you give us control?
Yes.
Thank you. Great. Yep, that's the version. So why don't you go ahead and share, and that way we can all participate equally in the discussion. Thanks, David.
Great. Thank you, Kathy. So picking up then the section which is headed Access and Accessibility, which really starts on page 7, and it's question 13, which is where our review begins. And question 13 reads, should there be a review on accessibility to TMCH for individuals, private trademark holders, and trademark agents in developing countries? The working group call the 5th of October noted that this may be a question for the new GTLD subsequent procedures working group, and also that accessibility need not be limited to developing country mark holders, and could, for example, include small businesses or those with very few marks. The comment on this is that, so the recommendation is to move this question to the new GTLD subsequent procedures working group, and if so, do we do this formally? Kathy, you put your hand up.
Sorry, David, I don't see 10 marked green. I thought we had accepted question 10.
Apologies, Kathy. I see you're correct. Yes, it isn't marked green at the moment, but I'll note that it should be.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so on 13. Okay, so now we're on 13, right? And I'll take my hand down.
And Kurt, you've put your hand up.
Yeah, so I was the one who commented on this, so I'll comment on it here. There has been discussion that we delete this question because it's likely to be taken up by one of the next subsequent procedures, subsequent procedure subgroups that's looking at diversity and messaging and outreach. So my point was, we've to state it kind of backwards, that we're asking the providers and others questions about participation by country or participation by region, and I don't see any reason for that other than to answer this question. So it seems to me that we should take advantage of our close relationship, but the fact that we're going to be discussing these issues with the providers and others directly and getting this information, we should take advantage of that to leave this question in. And then I think, as Kathy or Susan said afterwards, that, if we do find a lack of participation in certain regions, we should report that to that other group. So I don't think we should take the question down. We should use the information we're getting to answer this question and then report it to the other PDP group to contribute to their work.
Kathy, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. This is Kathy, and I agree with Kurt. I think we have to keep, and there's an echo. I think we have to keep 13, 14. I think we should merge them. And I like 14 better, as I shared in some comments a few hours ago. And I think we should, but I think we should be expanding it to include the scope of 13. We're not just, we do want to know about trademark agents in developing countries. We've heard now several times about a problem with that. But also, I think we want to know, and so that's 14, but we want to know in 13 about how accessible the trademark clearinghouse is for both sides, for individuals, for organizations, for the registrants, as well as those registering trademarks in there. One issue may be language. So I don't see a place for the kinds of questions that we're talking about in the subsequent procedures now, but I agree that we should look at the trademark clearinghouse and pass, I like Kurt's idea, and pass our thoughts and responses and findings onto the subsequent procedures group for the accessibility work that they're doing. Thanks.
Yes, as David takes the record. So the proposal there from Kathy and from Kurt is to retain question 13, but to report the findings to the subsequent procedures working group through the chairs or through the liaisons which exist between the two working groups. Does anyone else on the call have any response to that, or is that the settled position for this question? And I note in the chat that Paul has asked whether we could extend the question to include marks protected by statute or treaty.
Paul, can you say why that question would be relevant here? Ms. Kathy. And I've just put a rephrasing of the question, the one I circulated about 2 hours ago, kind of a merger of 13 and 14 into the chat. Obviously, it was typed quickly, but it's in the chat room.
And I'll just note, this is David Tate for the transcript, that Paul Tattersfield has said that he's not in the chat, but he will type a response to that question from Catherine. there seems to be broad support in the chat for the proposal from Kathy to merge these two questions, so that's questions 13 and question 14. So the proposal, as it stands at the moment, is to merge these two questions, but to report those findings back to the subsequent procedures working group, as it may be useful for their deliberations also. In the chat, Kurt has sent a message to us. It's Paul to say, I think marks protected by statute and treaty would already be included. Should we take off the word private? Does anyone have any comments to make on that?
Kurt, I think we're looking now at a rephrased version that doesn't have the word private in it. I don't know if you see it. What do you think of merging 13 and 14 with together to create the question, how accessible is the TMCH database and RPM rights protection actions and defenses to individuals, organizations, trademark owners, and trademark agents in developing countries? Christina said she supports that wording. Thank you. Does anyone else want to? I mean, can we put it out there as kind of our current working draft of combining 13 and 14?
This is Christine. Can you guys hear me?
Sure.
Oh, fantastic. Sorry if there's any background noise. My only question was, why were 13 and 14 separate to start with? Is there something that we're missing?
I think because they came in as two, and David can correct me, I think they came in as two different charter questions or two different inputs from the, maybe a charter question and something from the public that we received.
Oh,
I know,
sure.
I'm pretty sure 14 came in from an attorney who works with developing countries.
Okay, and
again, this is David.
Our origin policy,
for the record.
Right. Yeah, you're – oh, thanks. Sorry, this is Christine. Yeah, for the record. The ICC origin column does say that. Thanks, Kathy.
So as there seems to be broad support for Kathy's revision, that will be the one that we put out in the next iteration of this text, and it'll be in the green box format. So shall we move on to question 15? So question 15, and this is David takes the record, reads, should the TM... Oh, sorry, Christine, you've got your hand up.
Thanks a lot. Hey, can somebody, the mobile app version, truncates the recommendation column for this particular number 15? Would anybody just mind reading what it says? The suggestion is to restate as, are there any, and that's all I'm seeing. So if someone wouldn't mind reading that, and for those of us on mobile, that would be great. Thanks.
This is David Tate for the record. Christine, of course, no problem at all. So the question, as currently drafted, this is question 15, reads, should the TMCH database be entirely public? The first recommendation is to move this to the guidance section above, and then the proposal is to reword it as, are there any grounds for reconsidering the previous policy decision that the TMCH data should not be made public but must be kept confidential? Would anyone like to kick off the discussion on that? Kurt, you put your hand up first.
Yep, I like Susan's wording.
Kathy, you put your hand up next.
Yeah, and I don't, because I'm not sure it captures what the questioner raised. So I think the Newman rule is something that we are applying as needed. So Jeff Newman says that unless there are grounds for reevaluating something or problems, we don't look at it. And others say, you know, and I've seen others agree with that or disagree with that. We sometimes use it and sometimes follow it and sometimes don't. Here, I think ICANN is all about openness and transparency, and I don't think, and I saw in Susan's comments that this might have been debated to death in the early days. Nothing was debated to death in the STI. We had 6 weeks to move really rapidly through a lot of stuff. So this went through and people were watching to see, you know, it's an experiment. This is all an experiment. So I think it's a reasonable, I think we can find a neutral wording, but I don't think the threshold, I mean, concerns are being raised, so I think we have to evaluate them. And so I rephrased it as what concerns are being raised about the TMCH database being closed and should it remain closed or become open? And that lets us kind of look at everything neutrally. Thanks.
Thank you, Kathy. Vaibhav, you put your hand up next.
Yeah. Hi. So my concern on this would be that can everyone hear me, or it's just echoing?
Vaibhav, we can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay. So my point being that one second, I'm getting a lot of echo. Hang on. Okay, so I think it should be absolutely public and there shouldn't be a rephrase on this question. And it's a question in its own definition. And that's how this clearly appears to be. Should the TMCH database be entirely public? Of course, yes. Why? Because every action that happens in TMCH should be accessible by all, one and all. There shouldn't be a disclassification between people. Especially for people who are contending the trademarks inside it and people who are contending the trademarks outside it. So, yeah, pretty much. So I don't think there should be a rephrase on this question.
I don't know if we've lost David. Christine, I think you're next in the queue.
Oh, hi. Thanks, everyone. Christine from Amazon. So I essentially support, I think, Kathy's variation. I also sort of like the implication that Susan had, and I'd like to find a way to merge both. I think, Kathy, you actually are addressing the Newman rule when we ask the question, what concerns are being raised? Because as I've always contended all along, sort of going along with Newman rule, is we're shooting in the dark blindly if we don't have a list of the concerns. So I think you have to start with the concerns. It doesn't mean that, you know, we can't just propose good ideas, but I like the idea of starting with concerns. It gives us a direction. It gives us a target, something to aim for. So I like your wording that says what concerns are being raised about the TMCH being closed, and then some variation of the second, you know, clause, should the TMCH database remain closed to become open. I like the idea of incorporating Susan's suggestion as far as pushing back a little bit as far as thinking about what the STI was doing back in those days so that we don't end up spending, you know, a lot of time rehashing old concerns. So I think that perhaps the charter question could bring in the fact that the group will also look at that former information rather than reinventing the wheel. That's my suggestion. And just to react to Vaibhav, I just want to mention that I think that we're not supposed to be, like, advocating for a position here. We're supposed to be just defining the correct question that we're answering. Thank you.
This is David Tate. For the record, Phil, you're next.
Yes. I'd like to suggest a variation. Well, it doesn't – that the base question should be, should the TMCH database remain confidential or be made public? And then that could be appended by saying, or become public in response to concerns that have been voiced or something like that. But a question that's neutral doesn't try to lead to one conclusion or other, but that recognizes that the original decision was to keep it confidential and also recognizes that concerns have been raised about continuing that policy. So, but I would hope we could wrap this up pretty quick. It seems we're all in basic agreement. It's just agreeing on the final wording of the concept we all seem to be okay with. Thanks.
Thanks, Phil. This is David Tate for the record. So Kathy has prepared another text in the chat, which I'll just read out, which is a reformulation, and Christine appears has just noted her support for this. And it reads, what concerns are being raised about the TMCH being closed? What are the reasons for keeping the TMCH database private? And should the TMCH database remain closed or become open? Does anyone have any comments on that? And Paul has noted in the chat that he's in favour of this revision from Kathy. Phil, you've got your hand up. Is that an old hand, or are you wanting to comment on this issue again?
Yeah, sorry, old hand. I'll take it down.
Thanks, Phil. This is David Tate for the record. Therefore, there appears to be sort of general consensus on this question, and we'll add that in as the revised draft for question 15. So moving on then to the next section, unless there's any desire to continue that discussion. So question 16, and I'll read out all of the proposed edits for those of you who are on the mobile app. It currently reads, should the TMCH remain a single provider, or should we open it up to different providers? Sorry, Kurt, you just put your hand up. Is that in relation to this question or in relation to the previous question?
We're on 16, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, well, go ahead and finish your preamble, David, and then I'll go unless somebody else wants to go first. I'm fine with that, too.
Okay, great. And I'll note in the chat that Christine says there's no need to read them out now as you can see them. So the question at the moment is, should the TMCH remain a single provider, or should we open it to different providers, of course, with a central database that should be accessible by different providers? Is it practical to have more than one provider? So there's the proposed rephrase. There's two proposed rephrases. So at that point, for the sake of time, I'll not read them both out and everyone can see them, and turn it over to Kurt.
Thanks, David, and everyone. So for this question, this seems, the introduction of the decision to introduce additional providers, especially at the front end of the clearinghouse, seems to be, to me, an implementation choice that is the execution of a policy goal. So, you know, are the charter questions to me should be about policy issues, and something different than what I've typed into my emails is that, you know, I think this is probably about the clearinghouse cost, or the cost of you know, registering trademarks in the clearinghouse and then using the Sunrise and trademark claims processes. So I think if our policy goal is to provide these trademark clearinghouse services, the registration of names and the Sunrise and claim services, if our policy is to provide these services, it should be our policy to provide these services economically, then there's, you know, several ways to do that. So I'm concerned that, you know, this sort of question leads to a discussion of whether there should be competition, and competition always sounds like a good thing. And in the back of our mind, we're thinking if we increase competition, we're gonna achieve these additional benefits, such as reduced cost to trademark owners, or increased accessibility, or something else. And I really think that the charter question should be a policy question targeted at our policy positions. And so, you know, to try to create a question that takes all the comments into account, I'd propose, you know, I'd still propose that, you know, we should say, you know, should our policy be that these services be provided at low cost or something like that, and then append to that, you know, this can be accomplished through several means, you know, the introduction of competition, the analysis of trademark clearinghouse costs overall, and other issues. So I'm for, you know, creating a higher level question that gets at our policy, and then increasing the number of trademark clearinghouse operators or increasing competition would fall out from that. So I didn't state that really as eloquently as I hoped, and you know, I hope there's some comments here that I can respond to.
Thank you, Kurt. This is David Kirk, the record. Five of you, the next in your hand up.
Yep. Thanks. This is Vaibhav Agarwal for the record. Now, our question 16 is in my opinion, let's not make TNCH a business preposition for ICANN or any other agency who's involved in the process of registration of domain names and facilitating the entire exercise. Yes, I agree to what Kurt was right in saying that it's a policy decision and it can be looked at from a broader perspective, but I think it needs a larger debate. Yes, there should be different providers for different regions. However, it should be a reduced cost. It should facilitate the entry and exit of trademark owners. Should have differential pricing, and there should be for different geographies. And there should be things like these that should be built into the system of TNCH. What is happening is how I'm seeing TNCH is that TNCH is becoming a business preposition or a way to source X amount of fee. Look at the donuts registry. It's expensive for a trademark owner. If I'm a small-time SME and I'm going to go through the trademark owner, I don't think I'm going to even register a domain name and therein because it's an expensive preposition for me. Secondly, geographically, internationally, there are problems in languages. And TNCH is only available in one language. That is English, for anyone to communicate. Now, of course, the registrars in that area, in that geography, largely facilitates that, but not all registrars. For example, reseller clubs. In India alone, they have about 1 million resellers to SMEs, and we have a lot of trademarks here. And this is just, I'm using it as an example because I'm here right now, and a lot of us were here. This part of the world is no more a snake charmer world. Now, I feel that if we have a regional center for TNCH to process it, people can reach out to certain people and within the TNCH and move their applications. Also, in this, probably we could break this into two questions that should there be a regional service center, if not a service provider or a service facilitator, to get empaneled with TNCH and different people could cover different geographies. But I'm definitely against making it a business preposition. And I don't know, my thoughts, I've still not shaped my thoughts for shortening it in the interest of time, but apologies that I've spoken a lot many words, but I think I'm trying to push my concern on the subject here. Thank you.
Thank you, Ivo. And just before we go on to Kathy, Lorraine has put a reformulation of your question in the chat, which could possibly read, what community issues exist that could be resolved by permitting additional TNCH interfaces? And she knows that obviously needs work, but may capture the point that you're trying to make. You may want to come back in on that after Kathy and then Kurt. So, Kathy.
Okay. So this is Kathy. And Kurt, what I'm concerned about with your rephrasing is that you may be opening a question that we're going to dive into for months and months and months, the economic analysis of the TMCH operations from a cost standpoint, from a reliability standpoint, from a global reach, diverse. I mean, we could hire a bunch of economists and spend the rest of our lives doing that. I'm hoping we don't. So maybe channeling Christine, but Christine, tell me if I'm off base. Can we start with what are the concerns regarding the TMCH being a single provider? And maybe we can put in parentheses some of the issues that Vaibhav and Kurt have raised, or maybe we just wait for those to come up. What are the concerns? And should we allow or should the TMCH remain a single provider? Help me out with the phrasing of the question. But I don't want to jump into something we don't have to evaluate if we don't have to evaluate it. And I'm not sure we want to evaluate everything, you know, all aspects of the economic model of the TMCH. So how do we narrow it down? I'll put something in chat. Thanks.
So, Kathy, this is Kurt. I agree, and I probably, like in my helicopter, I zoomed up too high because I wanted to be inclusive, and I want to agree with your narrowing. But I also want to echo or kind of translate your concern into any time you say you want to introduce competition into something, you almost have to bring economists into it because there's benefits and detriments. You know, in a beginning marketplace, you can kind of wreck it by introducing competition at the wrong time. And to take Vaibhav's comments, you know, I agree with his concern, and there's ways to skin that cat, right? There's do we make the clearinghouse provider establish regional hubs or work in different languages, or is it more effective to create separate entities to do that? And I think that's a complex question. And I want to avoid the type of extended analysis you're talking about, Kathy. And for us, you know, as the policymakers, we want to tell ICANN, you know, these are the concerns we have. You know, we're concerned about the cost of the clearinghouse, and we're concerned, how did Christine put it so well? We're concerned about community issues that exist that might be resolved by establishing additional TMCH interfaces, and ask the question in the way you said. You know, what are the concerns with a single provider? You know, we can think of two. You know, look at overall cost and look at interfaces in different regions. And you know, what should our policy be to address those?
Thanks, Kurt. This is David Tate for the record. Christine was next with her hand up, then Phil, and then Baiba.
Hi, thanks, everyone. This is Christine. So I love the ideas that everyone's coming up with. I agree fully with Kurt's sort of like zoom up and take a helicopter view. I like the idea of, you know, I think Phil stated it really well. We should aim for neutral questions that are as brief as possible and that invite a full range of potential responses, which would include all of the concerns that Kurt and Kathy and Vaibhav have raised. I'm going to suggest something procedural, actually, that because this one seems to be inviting some iterative drafting, I wonder if we want to take this specific question to the list and, you know, just spend a day shooting some, you know, some variants back and forth, because it seems like it's more than just a word here or a, you know, a comma there. It seems like we might want to do a little iterative drafting on this. Just a thought.
Phil, you're up next.
Yeah, thanks. Being consistent with what I put in the chat room, I think we want something like, does the current structuring of the TMCH optimize such factors as cost, reliability, global reach, service diversity, diversity and consistency of services, and other important factors, or should changes be made? And that stop there, because the moment you start kind of almost making arguments for one outcome, then to be neutral, you have to list countervailing considerations, and suddenly you've got a question that's a paragraph long and seems to be taking a position one way or the other. A neutral question that is open-ended allows anyone to come back with any response they want, ranging from it's fine just the way it is or it needs a total restructuring for these reasons. But let's not try to, you know, preordain the policy debate with the structuring of the question. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil. This is David Tate for this. And just before moving on to Vaibhav, Phil, could I ask you perhaps to put your proposal into the chat so that we can look at it? And Christine, obviously it's entirely up to the working group, this sub-team for UTL staff, how you would like to proceed with this, perhaps by taking it back to the mailing list for discussion. But just as a reminder, these questions are meant to go into the full working group for discussion at this meeting next Wednesday, and they need to be out and circulated, and I think the timing for that is to have them out by next Monday, so that might obviously, that discussion on the list might obviously impact on that. Bye-bye, you're up next.
Hi, thank you. This is Vaibhav Agarwal for the record. I'm giving a question. Let's, in the interest of time, I think I can suggest that if I can read the question once, pardon me the brevity, but should the TMCH remain a single provider or should we open it to different providers? Of course, with a central database that should be accessed by different providers. So why don't we just modify this and we can say, should the TMCH remain a single provider or in a single region or based centrally, or should we open it to different providers and different regions? Of course, with a central database, that should be accessed by different providers of leak regions, regional representatives, something like that. So that should at least give us a direction in which we can steer this. We don't need to, as Kathy said, in the interest of time, we don't need to dive in on the bigger question. On the same side, we could perhaps suggest a discussion point on the TMCH from a policy standpoint. We could, you know, we could do a poll, we could do something to get more light and see from, and take it from there, basically. Do we need to dive in or do we don't need to dive in? But we should definitely take a global view on it. And it practically can't stay too much neutral on it now, because it's a different competition is always for business. Yes, I agree with Kurt. But while I'm advocating saying it should be decommercialized, so Something like that. So keeping the question simple is different providers oblique different region or regional representative could be a suggestion. Thanks.
Thanks, Five Up, and this is David Tate for the record. Just before going to Kathy, just to note a couple of things. In the right-hand side and also in the chat, Phil has provided a revised version which reads, does the present structuring of the TMCH optimize such operational considerations as cost, reliability, global reach, and service diversity and consistency, or should significant changes such as multiple providers be considered? And I guess the question is, does everyone feel that that captures the points that were being looked at? And Kathy, you've got your hand up. And just as a reminder, we're now at 10 to the hour, so waiting in mind, we've got one more question to deal with before wrapping this document up. I'll hand over to Kathy.
Right. Okay, guys, as the daughter of a PhD economist, sorry, Phil, even with your rephrase question, I understand where you're going. We could spend years trying to figure out if the present structure of the TMCH optimizes. That is a word, optimizes. Oh my gosh. We could just, nothing is ever optimal. And we could spend a lot of time evaluating all this. So can we talk about first the concerns? What are the concerns regarding, and fill in the blank, is it the TMCH being a single provider, the TMCH database? Because I don't think anyone's questioning, I think we're questioning Deloitte in broad terms and not IBM. I don't think anybody's questioning the provision of the database through, say, IBM-type services. So I wanted to check that. So the shorthand for that, I guess, would be the provider of the TMCH database. Can we raise concerns first and then answer those concerns rather than telling everyone what concerns we're going to look at? I think Christine is saying something different. Rather than saying what concerns we're going to look at, let's wait till people give us the concerns rather than telling them we're going to be doing a big economic analysis. Because we haven't planned the time for a big economic analysis. Thanks.
So we've now got Kurt with his hand up, and then Vaibhav again.
Thanks, David. So, Kathy, I think one of the beauties in the way that this question is posed and the way that it might not you might not realize your fears is that, as you know, the group can dive as deeply as it wants to, right? It's going to create policy, so it can dive in and suggest ways that costs could be cut in the clearinghouse if it's decided that cost is an issue. And I remember that, you know, for example, Carolyn Chacoin brought up in the big meeting that she thought the whole cost chain, including agents, was an issue that should be looked at. So the beauty is kind of that they can dive as deep as they want to, and they can say, you know, we think the costs are too high, and you should take action and implement the clearinghouse in a way that reduces costs, or it can dive more deeply in and say, we think cost is an issue and increased competition is a way to do that, or de-scoping what the clearinghouse does is an answer, or they should build into their cost the establishment of regional hub offices everywhere that would create its effectiveness in other regions. So there's kind of a beauty in it that the group can create, you know, high-level policy, medium-level policy, or detailed policy. It doesn't necessarily need to go through the economic analysis that concerns you. And then I forgot the second point I wanted to make. Well, I'll think of that later and come back to you.
Go ahead. Okay. We missed your other point, Kurt. I think what I'm reading right now is, what are the concerns with the TMCH database being provided by a single provider, and how might those concerns be addressed? is rather a close variation of what we see already on the page. I can second that. But just off context, I just wanted to share this, just food for thought. Why IBM or Deloitte? If it's open and if it's openly accessible to people, there are IT giants who can do perhaps a better job. I mean, we're talking of competition, or we're talking of healthy competition. And I say there are giants, global giants like Wipro, Infosys, TCS, and so many of them. And there's Accenture, there's Deloitte, there's the Big Four, then there's Big Five, and then there's Big Ten. So I think this question would give us would be able to throw us in a direction where perhaps at some point in time we can revisit this and pick it up when we have time and revisit this, decide a timeline, draw up a charter on it, and just do an analysis on it, be it economic, be it accessibility. My primary concern is accessibility. And single provider always is monopolistic attitude, for sure. Now, whether that can be addressed by automating it, by accessing it by a country representative, by a regional rep, or a regional office or something, I have no clue. But one can definitely do it. But I think accessibility and the cost should definitely be the primary concern of TNCH. I mean, the digital penetration for registering more domains is absolutely about making it accessible for all. And like here in this part of the world, you guys just came over, and we always say when we look at the internet penetration here, we are always trying to say 1 billion people, and so would the net be. It's a 1 billion connectivity. So, yeah, pretty much. So I guess, I don't know, what are the concerns with the TMCH database being provided by a single provider, and how might those concerns be addressed and create more accessibility? That should address our question. That may give us a direction in which we want to discuss that question and get answers to. Thank you.
So we seem to have broad support for the question, which was proposed by Kathy. And as Kathy notes, the issue of accessibility has been included in question 13 and 14. And suggesting that these questions can be put close together on the list. So the proposal is currently drafted is, what are the concerns with a TMCH database being provided by a single provider, and how might these concerns be addressed? So unless there are any, opposition to that, then that is currently what's drafted. Kurt, you've got your hand up.
Well, I think there's support in the chat for Phil's question with a slight edit that Christine and I support. And I remember the point I want to make earlier, and that is I don't think we'd be talking about multiple providers if we all thought the clearinghouse, the way it's implemented now, was perfect. But we do have problems. Some people, think that the cost is too high. Some people think that accessibility is not where it should be. And so that's really our question. I mean, if everything was perfect, we wouldn't be saying there should be multiple providers. But things aren't perfect, so we should be identifying what's not perfect and fixing that and not suggesting individual solutions. So for those reasons, I like Phil's questions with the edit that Christine and I kind of supported.
Kurt, I asked in the chat, this is Kathy, what was that edit?
Let's see. Phil said, does the present structure of the TMCH optimize such operational considerations as cost? I think we want to promote global reach or accessibility up to the front of that room. or should significant changes be considered? So I think we want to take multiple providers out of that unless we want to suggest other fixes besides multiple providers.
Okay.
You know, I think
I'd have to see it in writing. So let me suggest in the interest of time. Are you finished? I don't want to cut you off, Kurt.
No, it's in the chat if you can see it, but if you can't see it. Then.
Let me suggest in the interest of time that we send both proposals up to the working group. It's got to go to the working group this week. So proposal one, proposal two, and we'll provide some background, some of the concerns about approaches and time and things like that. Let's just take it to the working group at this point because now we've got kind of two questions really honed on this. Would that be okay to folks?
It'd be better to have one. Why don't we punch this around the email list a little bit?
Okay, because we really do have to. I'm just concerned about the working group. I did promise them to get it back to them. Okay, cool. We've got one more, it looks like.
Thanks, Kathy. This is David Tate for the record. So we're on to our final question, which is question 17, which reads, are the costs of the TMCH for rights holders, for ICANN, for the community, proportionate to the benefits it provides? And again, we have two alternative rephrasings, which again, I won't read in the interest of time. And I'll just note that we've just gone to the top of the hour at 1700 UTC.
Actually, David, I think you should read both alternative phrasings because I'm not sure we have them all in front of us.
Okay, so version one is has brackets and to what extent has the closed brackets the TMCH achieved its primary goal to reduce costs to trademark owners? Question mark, have these benefits outweighed the costs? Question mark. Version two is has and to what extent has the TMCH achieved its primary goal to reduce costs? I think I'm slightly confused by that because it seems as if they're the same. Yeah, they seem to be the versions seem to be the same. So there's really only one rephrasing at the moment, which is has and to what extent has the TMCH achieved its primary goal to reduce costs to trademark owners? Have these benefits outweighed the costs? And Kurt, you've got your hand up.
Oh, it was up from before, but I have an opinion, and that is that I like Susan's addition with the exception that where it says have the benefits outweigh the cost, that was her addition. I want to make it clear that the costs are just not monetary costs. They're, you know, other types of costs.
Bill, you put your hand up first.
We could say in Susan's addition.
Yeah, Phil here. At the risk of being the skunk at the garden party, I don't care for either rephrasing. We've got an initial question which raises general costs for a large number of parties, and, you know, are they what they should be? And then we've got a rephrase cost which posits that the primary goal of the trademark clearinghouse was to reduce cost to trademark owners. I'm not sure that that's a correct statement of what the primary goal of the clearinghouse was. So I'm not comfortable with either proposed rephrasing that's listed there. I think we need a more neutral question, which doesn't try to take a position on what the primary goal of the clearinghouse was and is more directed to, you know, what are the costs and benefits and who's paying them and are they reasonable? That's all.
Thank you, Phil. This is David Tate for the record. And we'll note that in the chat, both Kathy and Kathy's noted that Ed Morris shared the concern that Phil's just raised, and Christine also agrees that we shouldn't presume the goal of the TMCH. Kurt, is that a new hand? Oh, no. Sorry, you just come into the room. Apologies.
Does anyone else have any comments on that or a proposal as how we can rephrase this question? And Paul agrees with Phil as well in the chat. Kathy, you've got your hand raised.
So, yeah, I agree with Phil as well. And this one we may be able to come to some closure on the list quickly. But certainly the original question did have a broader group that it was trying to analyze the costs and benefits for. So I just threw into the chat the ICANN community and registrants. How do we do this, in a fair and neutral way? Also, Ed Morris wrote that he sees one of the TMCH goals as also providing notice to registrants of possible concerns should they proceed forward with the registration. So he sees the goals also as balanced. So there may be a way quickly to make this one neutral on the list. What do people think? Thanks.
This is David Tate for the record, and we've got a proposal from Paul for a revised version of the question, which is, are the costs and benefits of the TMCH for rights holders, for ICANN, for the community proportionate? Does anyone have any comments on that proposed rewarding? David takes the record, and Kathy notes in the chat her support for that rewording from Paul. As does Christine. Christine, you've raised your hand.
Hi, thanks. As I know we're over the hour, I'm wondering if we just want to circulate these last two rewrites just for any final comments. It looks like we're getting pretty good consensus on Paul's language. But since definitely we're going to circulate question, I don't have the number in front of me, 15 again anyway, maybe we just want to kind of type out question 16 again and make sure that we're all good with that as long as we're circulating the one previous.
Christine, I think we're recirculating question, well, we're probably recirculating all of them, but I think it was question 16 and now question 17. Is that right, David?
Yes, Kathy, that's where we are at the moment. And just to reiterate, as you note, that all of the questions in a finalized form are due to go out on Monday to the full working group.
This is Kathy. It's amazing people have spent so much time on this. Thank you. Thanks for all the work today and all the work over so many weeks. I think we've got a gift for the working group. Thanks.
This is David Taylor here. So just to wrap up, thanks, Kathy. I think we've got consensus on question 17. So staff will prepare a revised version of this document, and we'll circulate it to the sub-team mailing list just now, noting that question 16 is outstanding and, pardon me, and that it's got to be completed for circulation to the working group by close of business on Monday. So thank you all for your time and have a pleasant weekend.
Thanks, David. Bye, all.
Right, thank you. Again, the meeting's been adjourned. Operator, please stop the recordings and disconnect all remaining lines. Everyone, have a great remainder of your day. Goodbye.